This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, President Bush vows to stay the course despite mixed reviews on progress in Iraq. Former White House counsel Harriet Myers ignores a subpoena by a congressional committee investigating the firings of federal prosecutors. And Congress hears from a former Surgeon General who contends he was muzzled by the administration. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott. And could I wish your wife a happy 14 juillet?
You mean Bastille Day?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Yes. She'll be delighted to hear it from you at home, as a matter of fact. Let me ask you about the interim assessment this week on progress in Iraq. The report said that about half the benchmarks had been met, mostly the security ones and really none of the political ones that the Iraqi parliament was supposed to meet. What kind of impact will this report have?
Well, not very much, because the important benchmarks are the ones, for example, how are their armed units doing? Do they have more battalions ready to operate alone than they had before? No, that's slowing down. How about an oil law? Well, they're having trouble with the government. Maliki government is really hung up, not really going anywhere very much. So however you construct benchmarks, the benchmarks don't really tell you that there's much to be happy about there. Mm-hmm.
Iraqi legislators have been, a lot of them interviewed this week, have been outspoken and saying, look, we are really doing the best we can.
They are doing the best they can, but the prime minister is a Shiite, and he tends not to be very helpful to the Sunnis or to the Kurds, for that matter. It is not a unified body. It is really a kind of a coalition, which works as some coalitions sometimes do, not very well. Mm-hmm.
Hours after President Bush's press conference, the House of Representatives passed a resolution that would start withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq in 120 days,
yes.
And goal would be to have most of the troops withdrawn by next spring. What will happen to it?
What will happen to it is that they'll take up it or something like it in the Senate, and if the Senate passes another bill, then they'd put them together, and it would go to the president, and he would then veto it.
While we're talking about presidents and Congress and appealing to the public, a poll this week, and I guess this has been true for several months, shows that no matter how low President Bush's approval rating is, the Democratic Congress is more unpopular. Why is that?
And that's been true for a long time. On the other hand, ask them how they like their individual congressperson, and the answer is likely to be somewhat different. For some reason, they look at Congress as an institution, and they're not happy with what they see, but their own one who tends to worry about their problems and so on, it seems to be okay with regard to the individual congressman.
Senate Judiciary Committee is having some trouble gathering testimony from everyone they want to hear about the fired U.S. attorneys. Former White House aide Sarah Taylor appeared before the committee on Wednesday and declined to answer many questions that were put to her.
That's right. And then you got Harriet Myers was called up, and she didn't go at all. I'm not sure what the difference is in the assertion of executive privilege, mm-hmm. whether you at least have to be there, even if you don't answer questions once you're there. So now we begin hearing from Conyers, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and they're getting ready for a possible contempt of Congress citation.
Against Harriet Myers.
Against Harriet Myers.
There were confirmation hearings this week for Surgeon General nominee James Holsinger, and he was asked very blunt questions about something he wrote, I guess, over a decade ago on homosexuality.
That's right. Well, he said he did it as a paper for some Methodist group, and so it was very anti-homosexual and suggested that a doctor would say that if there's sex between homosexuals, it can be very dangerous to your health and so on. It turns out that that's not supported by anything, and he says, well, that was just something I did then. However, Senator Kennedy, the chairman of the committee that has to confirm him, takes that kind of thing very seriously.
So his confirmation's in doubt.
His comment is being held up. They have not yet called a hearing, which means they're still trying to thrash it out.
Congress also heard from former Surgeon General Richard Carmona, who
yes.
said that while he was serving, the administration tried to influence his public statements.
Oh, they censored it. They cut things out that they didn't like. He says that they asked him to bear down and not to give too much attention to a report indicates a secondhand smoke may be dangerous to you. This is a kind of a great irony, because it was a Surgeon General, Luther Terry, who started the campaign against smoking is dangerous to your health. And now we get to a point where secondhand smoke is dangerous to your health. But now the Surgeon General finds trouble with the White House trying to tell that.
Senator John McCain, once considered the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination, is having considerable fundraising problems. Let me put it to you this bluntly. Look, nobody's cast a single vote yet, but
no.
Is he on his way out?
Well, he's in terrible trouble. I think it's safe to say. If I say he's on his way out and it turns out he's not, you'll play that for me. So let me say he's in terrible trouble. And he's taken an attitude that reminds me of my history days in Henry Clay, in which he says, I would rather be right than president. He supported the president on the war. Didn't go well in his district, in his state, but he did it all the same. He supported the president on immigration. Didn't go very far with the base, as they call it. This is a man who may be able to fill the wish of Henry Clay of being right but not president.
New Nixon tapes and documents released this week. Did you notice anything in particular, given your history in the period?
Yes, I will never tire of discovering new things about this man whom I learned to know so well. Let me just mention one thing. He gets a memo from Roger Ailes to H.R. Haldeman and suggests that the president should be nicer to his wife. And it turned out that on one occasion, Ailes said that he left without her and she had to run to keep up with him. That's my Dick Nixon.
Thanks, Dan Shore.
Sure.